News stories now, including city centre roadworks. But first, local people have been recognised in the New Year's honours list.
An office in Norwich city centre is to be turned into flats. Steeple Court wants to convert the offices at Paston House in Princes Street into 74 flats. Changing offices into residential use does not need planning permission, but councils have to be approached to see if prior approval is needed from the authority because of transport and highway impacts, contamination risks or flooding risks. Civic watchdog, the Norwich Society, has raised concerns with City Hall, stating, "We are concerned about the very small size of these proposed residential units. But officers at City Hall have granted prior approval for the scheme on the condition that a development does not start until detail on parking and waste are submitted and agreed."
A community stalwart and business leader are among those featured in the Queen's New Year's Honours List. People from across East Anglia have today been honoured for their tireless efforts in supporting the community. Included in this year's list is a Norwich piano teacher whose work with music has helped countless people living with dementia. 63-year-old Heather Edwards from the Avenues was key to the foundation of the Come Singing Groups for people living with the condition. She was also behind the launch of Music Mirrors, which uses sounds to help keep people's memories alive. Mrs. Edwards was accepting the British Empire Medal in memory of her father, who died about 9 years ago, aged 84, and on behalf of all the Come Singing volunteers. She said, "I feel that I am getting the British Empire Medal on behalf of the whole group of volunteers, on behalf of all of us that want to do practical things to help people living with dementia." Also featured in the list is Department for Works and Pensions employee Mary Scales from Dereham. The 59-year-old, who is based in Norwich Job Centre Plus, has worked for the department for 19 years and helps ex-offenders back into employment. She has been made an MBE. Other people honoured in this year's list include Member of the Order of the British Empire, Nigel George Bumfrey for services to the church in Norfolk, Special Chief Inspector Raymond William Lumley from Norwich for services to policing, Mike Smith Clare from Great Yarmouth for services to the education of vulnerable and disadvantaged people in Norfolk through the Blue Cat Initiative, the Chief Executive of Norfolk's Chamber of Commerce for almost 17 years has been made a member of the British Empire. Caroline Williams said she was thrilled and humbled to receive the accolade.
Norwich's Maddermarket Theatre has a new man at the helm of its artistic programme. Jez Pike, 32, recently joined the St John's Alley venue as Director of Productions and will direct his first show, No Coward's Hay Fever, in April. Most recently, he has been working as a freelance director in London, and Mr Pike said he was enjoying being part of the Maddermarket community.
The region's air ambulance has achieved a significant milestone by completing its 20,000th mission. East Anglian Air Ambulance, funded entirely through donations from the public, reached the milestone at the end of November, although it took a while before staff realised. Matthew Jones, Director of Operations at the charity, said, "The milestone passed without us even noticing, because every mission is equally important to us, and of course to the patient concerned." The 20,000th mission took place on November the 29th in Saffron Walden, Essex.
A new wave of roadworks will start in Norwich city centre following a welcome break over the festive period. Motorists, business owners and shoppers will be braced for more disruption as multi-million pound road projects are restarted. Major city centre work has been put on hold for a three-month period leading up to Christmas, but Transport for Norwich is now ready to continue with its changes to the road network, which will see traffic banned from more streets. All Saints Green will be permanently closed to all traffic, which means southbound traffic on Golden Ball Street will only be able to get to the inner ring via Burr Street. Work will also start on a shared-use pedestrian and cycle path in the Newmarket Road area. Branksome Road, Leopold Road, Camberley Road and Claremont Road will be closed at the junction of Newmarket Road for periods during the 13-week project. Drivers will face extra disruption February the 12th. The junction of Burr Street, Golden Ball Street and Timber Hill will be temporarily closed. There are also a number of smaller projects taking place in the first few months of 2017 to repair damage to infrastructure, including manholes, pipework and telecommunication masts.
Local leaders are confident the dualling of the Achill Strait will happen despite another year of no confirmed plans. It comes on the back of a year where there have been at least 30 accidents along the notorious 9-mile stretch of road. Highways England announced plans to start safety improvement works in February, but this move has sparked debate among councillors. In a letter to the Eastern Daily Press, Mick Castle, Norfolk County Councillor for Yarmouth North and Central, argued that it would be a waste of time and money. He said only proper dualling of the road will ever deliver road safety and the modern road infrastructure our town deserves. Jonathan Childs, County Councillor for the East Flegg Ward, argued, any work that would save lives on the road should be started as soon as possible, irrespective of cost and how they will fit it in with any new road layouts. We need the road to be made safer now. Planned works in February include improvements to traffic signs, road markings, curb alignment at the A47/A1064 roundabout, and improvements to advanced direction and warning signs at the Halvergate Junction.
The rescue of a chubby toad in Norwich has made it into a top 10 list of the RSPCA's most unusual call-outs of the year. The amphibian got himself into an embarrassing situation after getting wedged face down in garden decking with his backside and legs sticking in the air in Colburn Road, Old Lakenham. Rescuers were called to the garden and were forced to saw through the decking board to free him after he slipped through the cracks, getting trapped in the space beneath. The toad was then returned to his rightful home, the garden pond.
Now to our feature written by Derek James, who looks at the achievements of a Norfolk Cycle Speedway legend,